Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 334 for July 28th, 2013. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and this is a show for the travel professional or anyone interested in learning more about the travel business. Now, this is a monthly show. Lorraine and I publish this show monthly, and we would love to have your feedback on our guests, or if you have someone that you would like to have interviewed on our show, please email me at barry@hometravelagent.net. And if you have criticisms or something you really like, let us know. We look forward to hearing from you, and we also answer questions about the travel business as best we can, and if we can't, we can probably refer you to someone that can. So if you have questions, feel free to email us at barry@hometravelagent.net. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to us. And coming up in the show, what we have is a discussion about Google+. You know, Facebook is out there, and Facebook's the most popular means to connect to friends and businesses in the social media network, I would say. But Google+ is making some inroads on Facebook, and it's becoming more and more popular. And if you want to learn more about Google+, well, this is the place to be for this show, because our guest is going to explain some of the ins and outs of Google+ and why it might be to your advantage to have your travel business on Google+. And speaking of connecting, you can find us on iTunes by searching for Travel Agent. And make sure you use the feed with the icon that has the airplane flying over the house. And you know, today, most people are listening to podcasts directly from their smartphone. A lot of applications are out there that you can use on your smartphone to directly down podcasts, subscribe to their feeds, and get them weekly or monthly, whatever their production schedule is. Ours is monthly, as I mentioned before. And you can search applications such as Downcast and add us directly to your smartphone. Or you can listen directly from the website at hometravelagent.net. Now, before we get on with the show, I want to thank the National Association of Career Travel Agents for making us an affiliate member. And they've done this, they did this about a year and a half ago, and I want to thank them. And once again, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us for today's show. So with that, let's get on to the show. Well, welcome everybody to the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're back for the session here in July, and just as I'm talking, my dog wants some attention, but I think we've got that over with. Anyhow, Lorraine Romero. We just talked about how hard it is to pronounce your name, Lorraine, and now I mess it up. So you're not the only one that does that, Lorraine. So, hi, Lorraine. How are you?
Hi, Barry. How are you? It's good to be back.
And your last name is Romero, right?
It's still Romero, only for 52 years. It hasn't changed much.
Well, you know, how many years we've been, I can't even talk. How many years have we been doing this?
It's teetering around 8.
Yeah. Yeah. I should have your name down.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's good. That's good. It's all good. And part of this is coming from when I first had Catherine on the podcast, I made a social faux pas and incorrectly pronounced her last name, and I'm so glad that she has come back on. And with that, I'd actually like to introduce our guest. Her name's Catherine Heeg. She is amazing. I had the opportunity to see her a couple of years ago on a NACTA national conference, and I was awed by how talented this woman was and what she had to bring to travel agents. That is her area, is to work with travel agents and help us with our social media and developing our ability to promote ourselves. And everything is customized and specialized. And I can't say enough about what she does. And I will have her explain what she does at the end of the webinar that we have right now. Podcasts, we're going to need to fix all this.
I know, you've been doing webinars, though, so you're stuck in the webinar world.
But anyway, poor Catherine's in the background going, God, did you guys get on with this? Catherine Heeg is the president of Customized Management Solutions, and we're very honored to have her back as our guest. And in fact, I'm going to have her give a little bit of introduction on herself, and then we're going to turn the tables and we're going to have Barry interview her for this month's podcast. So, Catherine, welcome, and let the agents know about what you brings you into this industry and what you have to offer.
Well, thanks, Lorene. Barry, it's great to be here again. It's so much fun working with you guys because we can crack up and joke and have a good time and then still get down to business and provide some great value for travel agents. This is wonderful. My role is to provide social media services for the travel and tourism industry. And I do that, and I'm really lucky because I get to speak at conferences and do webinars and podcasts like this to help agents learn and understand a bit more about what's new and exciting with social media, how to market themselves, how to get more eyeballs onto their social sites, and how to have a little fun and make more time to do what they do really well. So social media is what I talk about, but I also weave it in with marketing and selling skills and how to increase your reach and your social footprint.
Well, great. And, you know, in the past, we've had you on, and we've talked about Facebook, and we've talked about Pinterest, each separate shows in the past. And today we want to talk a little bit about Google Plus, because I think Google Plus is up and coming as a competitor to Facebook. So we thought we'd have Catherine along on the show to talk a little bit about Google Plus and what it means for the travel agent.
This will be great because I think Google Plus is really making a name for itself, and not a lot of travel agents are there yet. So this is perfect timing if they want to be early adopters and jump into a new arena where their clients will potentially already be, and they might not have a lot of competition from other travel agents out there.
Speaking of Facebook versus Google Plus, you know, right now, is it really worthwhile for a travel agent to spend their time with Google Plus? I mean, it doesn't have the volume of people on Google Plus, or it doesn't seem like right at the present time.
You know, that's an interesting question. I think Facebook has made some great strides, and I think Google Plus has its own niche carved out for itself. Right now, Google Plus has about 500 million registered users, so obviously not as many as Facebook. But of those, there are about half of them that are active using Google Plus every single day. So it's got a big impact on our industry. And now Google Plus has introduced brand pages, so like a business page, in addition to a personal profile. So it gives travel agents another marketing tool in their toolbox and another channel to reach out to clients and potential clients.
How do you set up a business page in Google Plus then?
You would start off having a Google account would be your first step. And then you would need to create a Google Plus profile, which is a personal profile, and then from there you could create a business page on Google Plus. So there's lots of things. If you Google how to set it up, there's lots of tactics and strategies on how to set it up. But the key things to keep in mind when you're setting up your new business page on Google Plus, and we'll just talk mainly about the business aspect of it. The main thing to keep in mind is to fill out every single section that Google Plus gives you, because there's all different categories in their profile. And when you insert a link in that profile, they're all clickable links. So in your profile, when you're setting up your business page on Google Plus, you can put in a clickable link to your blog, a clickable link to your Facebook page, to your Twitter feed, to your other social sites that you might already have in place. So it's a great way for people to learn more about you and find you in different places. But the key is, since this is Google, anything you put in there, it becomes searchable. So not only does it help people find you when they arrive at your Google Plus brand page, it also helps with your search engine optimization. So that's the key thing, I think, that sets Google Plus apart from Facebook, is the opportunity for your SEO to grow and for more people to find you through different channels.
Just a real brief primer, what for people that don't know, what is search engine optimization, and why is that important?
Barry, that's a good question. I'm not an expert in SEO, but SEO is how search engine optimization is how folks like Google and Firefox, how web browsers find you and find information and then rank you based on how many posts you have, how many sites you have, how much information is out there about you. And the more it finds, the higher it ranks you in searches. So what that boils down to is the more places you are, the more opportunity Google and other search engines have to search you and find you, and the more visible you're going to be in the realm of people out there looking for travel professionals.
Okay, so to help me understand this then, if I do more on Google Plus with my business page as a travel agent, then what I do on Google Plus is going to directly translate into my regular page, my home page that I have for my travel business. That's going to translate into more traffic than to my travel business webpage.
That would be the goal. And depending how you position your website address and your Facebook address, how you position it and how often you post and a variety of other factors, yes, it will play into how often you're found and the impact on your analytics on your own webpage.
Then in contrasting this with Facebook, Facebook is within its own world, and whatever I do on Facebook really has no impact on the search engine optimization for people finding my travel agent website page.
Sort of. Some Facebook sites and posts are searchable on Google, and so the links you use and the way you set up your Facebook page makes parts of it searchable. Google Plus, having a brand page or business page there, gives you more opportunity for searchability.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I know it's kind of a gray area and a little bit misunderstood because Google, like other search engines, doesn't make their ranking all that visible because they don't want you to mess with it.
Yeah. Travel agents have a limited amount of time. And if I'm posting something on Facebook, is there a way to automatically to get that to post over on Google Plus without me having to retype it again?
At this stage of the game, you would have to retype it again. But the cool thing is now both Facebook and Google Plus allow hashtags. And you know a hashtag is that pound sign. And that pound sign aggregates conversations around a certain topic. So it's really cool now because you can basically copy and paste your Twitter post, which uses hashtag, and put that onto your Facebook and put that onto your Google+. You are probably going to want to change it around a little bit so it doesn't look like spam and so that it meets your audience needs in each of those. But you can use hashtags now in all three of those platforms along with Pinterest. So it makes it easier for people to search by topic or conversation. So, for example, if a travel agent was posting something about their niche market and maybe it's maybe their niche market is the Caribbean. They could use hashtag Caribbean in their social posts, and then people searching on those social platforms, they would type in the search engine hashtag Caribbean, and they would see the news feed or a list of posts that are talking about the Caribbean. So it's really cool because then somebody planning a trip to the Caribbean goes and searches out what's being said on Facebook, for example, about the Caribbean, and they come up with the post by the travel agent who's been using that hashtag. They can connect with them and form a relationship and hopefully make their booking with them.
Okay.
Same thing on Google+. When someone is searching by a hashtag, they will find conversations aggregated around that topic. So there again, it gives the travel agent one more opportunity to be seen.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Both Facebook and Google Plus have just come out with hashtags within the last month or so, and it's been rolled out slowly to users across the world. So some people may see that capability now, and others it might still be a little ways down the road.
Now, if I put in hashtag Caribbean and I put that into the Google search engine, will that show results? Obviously, it'll probably show results from Google+, but will it come up with results from Facebook?
If you're putting it into your web browser and you're using Google?
Uh-huh.
To the best of my knowledge, no, but that's a really good question. We can test that out, and I can let you know.
Okay.
The other cool thing that sets Google Plus apart from Facebook is what are called Hangouts. Have you used a Hangout at all?
I have several times, yeah.
Oh, how do you like it?
I like it real well.
Yeah. A lot of people are using Hangouts, which is a free video conferencing setup available for Google Plus users. And it's a great way to get together with 10 of your other Google Plus people, and you can tap into a meeting or any type of social interaction, and then you can also record it, and then it can be sent out to other people and viewed on demand.
Now, would that also show up on YouTube if you wanted it to?
I believe it does. You can put it onto your YouTube channel. I'm not sure if it automatically migrates over there, but you can put it onto YouTube.
Okay.
So it's really cool. I mean, think about what a travel agent can do with this. They can create a hangout maybe with people that are going on their next group adventure with them. Maybe they've got a group cruise set up with a designated departure date. They could get all of the people that have signed up on this group together for a Google Hangout. Well, they can allow 10 on the Google Hangout. And then they can have a conversation about the trip, answer any questions, go through any last-minute details. Then they can record it and send it out to everyone. So it's a really cool way to make use of a new feature and something that's going to bring your clients closer together, help them get to know each other a little bit before they go on this cruise.
Yeah, and you could do that when your clients got back from their group cruise and talk about the fun that they had, then you would have a video testimonial.
Absolutely. That's a great way to use it. And then you can use that to market your next group cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So think about people that might focus on weddings and honeymoons. They could hold a hangout for brides-to-be. And maybe that hangout focuses on wedding planning. So they might bring in a florist or a hairdresser and have them sort of be the guest speaker, so to speak, on this hangout. And then the travel agent could chime in with top honeymoon destination tips. So it's a really cool way to bring other people and other value to a hangout.
Okay. Now, with Facebook, you know, like for the home-based travel agent show, it's home travel agent, my URL for my Facebook page is facebook.com/home travel agent. I'm losing it today. Facebook.com/HBTAS, which stands for the home-based travel agent show. And that's a simple URL that I can put on my web page that people can click on and get right to my Facebook page. Now, does Google have a similar URL system in place that I can use on my business page?
Like a vanity URL where you can set up the name for it?
Uh-huh.
At this point, they don't. I was hoping that would have changed, and I went and Googled it this morning before our conversation. And at this stage, Google does not offer that service for brand pages. You can customize your personal address on Google+. But there are, at this stage, there is one third-party application that I found where you can customize your Google Plus brand page address. And the third-party tool that I found was at a website called gplus.to. And again, that's G like Google, plus.to. And it's real simple. You put in this set of numbers that's in your current URL and then type in the vanity or customized name that you'd like for your site. And you can, at this stage, add the Google Plus icon to your website, and you can also add a badge to your website. So you've got some opportunity to connect people from your website to your Google Plus page.
Okay. Well, it sounds like right now the real strength of the whole thing is to it makes it easier for people to find you as a travel agent if you are using Google Plus.
Yeah, exactly. It makes you more findable and gives you another channel to reach out to people. Plus, I think the Hangouts is a really strong opportunity for travel agents. So many different things they could use that for.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are you familiar with Circles on Google Plus?
I am.
Yeah, because I think that's a great way, again, for people, travel agents, to communicate with particular target audiences. Sort of like on Facebook, where you might put your friends into a group or you might put your clients into a different group. Circles is like that, but it helps you market in a more targeted and strategic fashion.
Okay. Laureen, do you have any questions?
Yeah, thank you, Barry. Yes, as I'm listening to this, I'm just thinking of all the possibilities to be able to do this. I love the fact that you can in Hangouts where you can have a group to be able to do a pre-connection. If maybe some of these people aren't going to meet each other until they're actually at the cruise port, and to be able to maybe have a reunion at the end. And I love the idea about having these as testimonials. What would be some other advantages to doing the Google Hangouts?
What you mentioned are all great ways to use it. Plus, remember that you can record that and then you have a link to it for future use. So you might also set it up as a webinar format, maybe to entice potential travelers to use your services or come with you on your next journey to Italy. And you can just get really creative. You could also use a Google Hangout while you're on your trip. So you can use it to film some sites that you're seeing or film people's testimonials while they're in the destination and then have that as an archived piece, as a marketing piece for the future. So think about this. If you're going to Italy and in advance, maybe you do a hangout with an Italian chef and you have the Italian chef on this hangout. He's cooking up something or doing a wine pairing something or showing you the value of some kind of handmade pasta. And then you as the travel pro can get on to the hangout and then talk about some travel tips for Italy and talk about the upcoming group tour that you have planned for Italy. So you're being able to add value, be really visual with it, and get people psyched up about something in a new fashion. And I think that's what's really cool with the Hangouts. And you can then invite people from specific segments and via the circles that you have set up. So you can really segment your audience and invite just specific people to these Hangouts.
And that's a great idea. It really bumps it up to another level. Like the coolness of Pinterest is that you have photos. And this now brings it up to another level where you're able to bring in people and interviews and sites and be able to kind of draw it to the next level.
Exactly. Exactly. It's just that extra piece of engagement that's going to get people excited and they're going to go, yes, I want to go to Italy with Susie Q or with Laureen, or I want to go on this next cruise to Alaska with Laureen because she's the expert. She's my person.
Got it.
You know, one thing that I might stress is that, you know, people may think that they may need a video camera or some other kind of equipment to do all this, but really all you need is a Google account, a computer with a camera, video camera, or an iPhone. And the person, the chef in Italy, that's all he needs or she needs is a computer with a Google account and a camera, and you can connect, you know, on the other side of the world and show this chef cooking or pairing wine or whatever.
Exactly. And that's the cool part about it, because your people that are listening, your potential clients, can be from anywhere, and they just are invited and join this hangout no matter where they are. So it's got a lot of potential.
One of the things that I would like to see, because I'm looking at your website right now, is how do we put something like this on our websites or let people know? Is there a icon we can add? You know, we all can now have a way of branding ourselves by having the little F with the icon and the T and LinkedIn. How do we let people know that this is available to them, that we have Google Plus? Is there a visual way to be able to promote it?
That's a great question. Yes, there is an icon that you can add to your website, and there's some text that you have to put into the back end of your website, and then the icon will be there. So that's really important for people to start doing that and letting people know that they're there. But before they put that icon there, make sure that your profile is filled out. Make sure that you have information there for people to look at once they get there. Because it would be sort of like showing up to a brand new Facebook page and not having anything there. So make sure that you have interesting, relevant content for them to look at. Then put that icon onto your website. And also market it through your other social sites and through your blog and through your e-blasts that you're sending out. Let people know that you're there and invite them to join you and invite them to put you in a circle. And then you can put them in circles as well.
Now, you'd mentioned using your Google account and being able to connect it. Is that still the standard of how we're doing? Because we used to have to do at the very beginning for Facebook, you had to have a personal account. It could be Barry K, but that would be the first step in the launch to be able to have his business Facebook page. Is this going to be similar in that, where you have to connect it to a personal, then be able to promote it as a business?
Yes, exactly. You need, the first step is to start off with a Google account, and then you create a personal Google Plus profile, and then you follow that up with a brand page or a business page. And Social Media Examiner is a social media expert, socialmediaexaminer.com, and they have all kinds of articles on how to set up a Google page for your business and great tips and ideas on how to maximize the searchability of it and how to make sure that you're doing everything correctly. Okay, so some key tips when you are doing that is to complete the entire profile information and include links and think about keywords that you find people associate your business with and use those keywords in your profile. And then the next step would be to follow your own top suppliers and destinations that as a travel agent you sell frequently or represent or like. So you're going to want to follow those top suppliers and then create circles and add those suppliers and destinations to those circles. And then, of course, you want to converse and have conversations, post things, ask questions, be social. It's a social platform. And then also make sure that you're adding photos and video and links to each of your posts because it keeps it relevant, it keeps it fun. And then when you've got a little bit of interaction going, then you want to launch that Google Plus icon on your website.
Those are very good tips and good direction. Thank you so much.
And the other thing people always ask me is, you know, how often can I post a sales type of message or a promotional message when I'm posting on Google Plus or any other social site? And typically research has shown that about 1 or 2 out of 10 posts can be promotional. And the other posts, so it's about 20%, can be promotional. The other 80% of your posts need to be curated information, general travel tips with a link to packing information, or general information about cruising, for example, or the cool top new hotels in Paris. Some information that will entice people and intrigue them and encourage them to follow you and book with you, but not necessarily a total all-out sales message. And then those 1 or 2 out of 10 posts that are a sales message, it needs to be a soft sell. So you might include some information about your top-selling destination that you're promoting right now, and then a soft sell and linking to your website or linking to a form that they can find out more information. So for travel agents, you might, you know, share some destination information, and you can gather that content from your top destinations and from your suppliers. You could also add a video from your last fam trip. You could include a hangout that you taped or recorded from your last fam trip. You can include then as the sales portion a link to your next group departure. And then you might want to throw in some added value for people as well. So you could throw in some free information like packing lists or destination guides that you've put together yourself, sort of as a thank you, as an added value to people.
No, that makes so much sense, because you don't want to make people think all this is regarding is sell, 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 when the truth is you want to be able to educate people, you want to attract people and have them trust you. So you're building a relationship, not just using it as a sales media. And that absolutely makes sense in terms of that's, you want people to be able to trust you, that you're knowledgeable and you have the information. So those are very, very important tips that you just gave. Thank you.
Well, you're absolutely right, Lorene. That relationship building, that's the key to it all. By building that relationship, they begin to think of you as their friend, as their trusted advisor. And who else are they going to call when they want to make their next vacation plans?
So one of the things that I appreciate about you, and this is where I help you fly your flag, because you provide such a wonderful service to travel agents, and I want to be able to give you a testimonial because I have, I'm using your services, and I feel really good about it, and I would like you to talk a little bit about what services you do provide for travel agents in terms of promoting themselves and how you work with them. Because you've worked in this field for so many years and you provide a good service that I'd like to give you the opportunity to be able to talk about it for a moment.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. I provide services for travel agents that range from one-on-one coaching services. So like Lorene, you and I could work together to develop your social media strategy, to figure out how you want to weave and integrate all of your social communication as well as your traditional marketing all into one piece. So that's one way that we can work together on an hourly one-on-one coaching basis. And the other way that travel agents can work with me, and Lorene, you and I are already working together in this regard, is on my website. Travel agents have an opportunity to sign up for one of my social media packages. So, for example, there's a Facebook package where I will build your Facebook page for you if you don't already have a business page, and upload photos and create some events for you and choose some fans for you. So this business page then is set up and you're ready to roll with it. And along with that setup, you also get some best practices and a social media marketing resource guide. And then if you'd like me to post on your behalf, like if you totally don't have the time to post a couple of times a week, you don't know what to post, you don't want to worry about it because you're really busy selling travel, I can handle that posting service for you. And what happens there is I post on your behalf right onto your page 3 times a week. And the posts range from information about different destinations to packing tips to tech tips to foodie tips, all related to travel, but not specific to any supplier. Because, of course, across the country, people are used to supporting specific suppliers. You have relationships set up through your consortia or host with specific suppliers. What I do is post general travel information that gets people excited about traveling, opens their eyes to a new destination, and keeps them thinking about you on a consistent basis. So what happens? Those 3 posts automatically roll onto your business page every single week. It looks exactly like you've posted it because your company name, your business page name, is on the post. And then the beauty of this is that you can slide in promotions and specials and that information about that upcoming group that you have blocked, you can slide that in as those sales messages. So that 20% sales message, you can slide that in what's relevant to you, your area, and your client base. And then I take care of doing the other 80% of the work for you. So it's a really cool way to help you have more time to be brilliant at selling, which is what you as a travel agent do, and then I'll look after the other stuff for you. So that also pertains to Twitter. I will either set up your page for you and or post on your behalf. So it gives you some options on saving some time and making sure that you're connecting with your audience in a relevant, valuable way. And if you're interested in LinkedIn, I will also set up your LinkedIn profile for you. The posting is done on your own because that's a different type of posting that occurs there. And I'm in the process of setting up a Pinterest package and potentially a Google Plus package. So keep your eyes open for that. And right now, the Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn services are right on my website, which is cmsspeaking.com. And once again, that's like Customized Management Solutions, but the abbreviation, CMS, and then the word speaking.com.
Excellent. Thank you. Yes. And I really do feel it's a great service you provide. Thank you. I use it. I'm happy that I have decided to have your services on there because it really gives new life to my business Facebook page. And it does draw in more clients and they see that there's a variety. You had some great tips about packing recently, which generated some discussion from some of my clients. And it's just a real good service. So thank you. Because again, yeah, I have a personal Facebook page and I'm busy. We're all busy. But I want to be able to promote that end of my Facebook page. It's my business Facebook page. And the service that you provide is wonderful. I'm really, really happy that you provide it. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's great to have you as a client. And it's also good to hear from you and other clients about what their clients are looking to hear. Like Lorene and I had a conversation before this started, and we talked that her clients are really looking for more tech information, travel apps, and cool techie sorts of things. So that's something that I'm happy to weave into the next calendar of themes that are coming out. So thanks for that tip. And other travel agents out there, if you're using my services, please let me know what it is that you want to hear, and we're happy to weave those in.
And you have the perfect name because it's customized, and that's what you do. You customize towards what we do, our business, and our customers. So thank you again. Barry, do you have any last questions for our guest today?
I don't believe I do. I think we've covered it pretty well. And Lorene, if people want to get a hold of you and they have questions of you or interested in your services, how do they contact you?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. And I can also be reached on Facebook. My personal site is Lorene R. That's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And my business is Sharp Tongued. Barry, how do people reach you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. As I mentioned before, that's the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And I also want to point out to people that, you know, anytime you have a question, if you're a listener of ours and you want to drop us an email, Lorena and I are happy to answer the questions. And quite often we have people contact us and have questions about the travel business or suppliers or whatever, and we will let you know what we know, and happy to do that.
Absolutely. And Catherine, please give everybody your contact information one more time, please.
All right. You can find me on my website at cmsspeaking.com. And also I have a blog on that website. And I've recently posted something about using Google Plus for the travel industry. And my latest post is on using hashtags in Facebook. So go check it out. This is really exciting news that's happening there, and you'll see it as on my blog, as well as ways that you can use this. So some real life examples and ideas and suggestions. And then you can also find me on Facebook, facebook.com/customizedmanagementsolutions. And of course, I'm on Google Plus, Twitter, LinkedIn, and other sites, Pinterest as well. So please connect with me, and I would love to hear from you.
Great. You're connected. I love it. I absolutely love it. Thank you again for being on the show. It's wonderful to have you. You always provide such wonderful tips, tricks, and social media advancement. There's so much out there, and it's wonderful that you are a great resource, that you do trainings and seminars. Do you have any workshops coming up or any trainings that people should know about and mark on their calendars?
Summertime is typically slow for webinars, you know, since everyone is wanting to scare up some vacation time. So watch for some things in the fall. I've got a couple of conferences that I'm speaking at, and you can also catch my schedule on my Facebook page.
Great. And if they sign into your website, they'll be able to get your information that way. And do you have a sign-up list where they can get information about upcoming workshops?
Yes, there's a contact page, and you can sign up there, and I will put you on the list and send you an email when new things are happening. And also on my website, there's a tab called Social Media Solutions, and it's right up next to my hair. And there's where you would sign up for that Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn package.
Thank you again. Thank you, Barry, for being an ever gracious host. And we will be back next month. I hope everybody enjoys the rest of their summer, because everybody is busy. And I'm really thankful that everybody is able to take time to listen to this podcast. And I hope you have a good rest of the summer. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Barry. Lorene, great to talk to you.
Okay, Lorene and Catherine, thank you for a great job, and thank both of you for being a part of our show, and thank you, Lorene, for arranging these interviews for people to come on board and let us know a little bit more about the travel trade industry and about social media that has a lot to do with the travel trade industry. So that's a wrap for our show today, and again, I want to thank you for taking your time to listen to us, and we will be back next month. In fact, we have the date already scheduled for the interview, and you can find out who we are interviewing or the topic of the show by subscribing to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show on Facebook. And I usually, about a week before the show comes out, sometimes a little bit ahead of that, I post what the show is going to be about. So if you want to find out what's coming up, take a little time and subscribe to the Homebase Travel Agent Show on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/HBTAS. And once again, everybody, travel safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you next month. Bye-bye now.